Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Round 1 GGW 11 recording. That's becoming quite a mouthful, isn't it? Acronyms and round numbers and holy crap, GGW 11. Well, sorry it's taking me so long to get the result recording out. As many of you are aware, there is a lot of protest action going on regarding social injustice in the world, so I myself have been quite a busy boy, and that's kept me away from reading this short stack of entries. But now, I have my notes, I'm ready to drop it down. Keep in mind, since this is GGW, this is just round one of three preliminary rounds, to be followed by, you know, two playoff rounds, potentially, so very important to stay active. So for those who submitted entries, you should keep submitting entries through June and July to see how things play out for the playoffs. And if you haven't submitted an entry and you're like, what the hell do I do? You should definitely, definitely submit for rounds two and three. But let's get down to it, into the business, Frosted. You know, I'm honestly not sure what to think about this piece. You got some typos in here that I really thought should have been cleaned up. But my interest swirled around the content itself. With all of the things going on in the world, I really wondered where this work sat on the spectrum of topical execution. The pairing of black with a police presence really hit that chord, especially given the unrest. But my issue on this one is I don't know if that's really the intent. If that was the intent, the hooks weren't kind of here to make it securely stick, and if that's not the intent, then I'm left with a tale about a woman buying clothes, presumably for her father's funeral, but that kind of narrowing down makes the whole point of the kid's death and the whole presence of the police seem less impactful. So my suggestion is kind of hand-wavy on this one. So on the one hand, that's waving. You as an author shouldn't be expected to hold my hand all the way through. And I generally think that having choices with your hooks and leaving things up to me or another reader to fill in can be a really powerful tool. On the other waving hand, I'm left genuinely debating whether or not there's some underlying political commentary here. And I'm still left debating it, despite the fact that I've now done multiple read-throughs over a week-long period, and so if there is a message to be had, it didn't really land on the target. So this kind of leads me to think this one's a middle-of-the-road performance, and I'm just left questioning everything, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but if there was a little bit more to give me that push, maybe I would have consolidated and condensed on the point in my brain, and I'd be like, bam. So that's kind of where I'm at. Moving on, we're going to have scrolling this time, actually, if you can hear it. Scrolling mouse, you know it's always good. VOC, lols, the fuck did I just read? So your madness use here was the weakest owl. It's an OWL, the acronym writes itself. Holy crap, one word liner, owl, that's what I'm going to call it from now on. So this one, to me, was your weakest owl in recent memory. I do like the commentary about the struggle of fitting these creative pursuits into the constraints of social media character limits. Remember back in the day when it was 120, now it's 240. So sad, at least on Twitter. Anyway, so it's nice to see that commentary. I'm pretty much amused by it. Most, if not all the time. But I do think you need to be a little bit careful going forward. You've now gone to the theme of your literary prowess in a way where it's become a repeat play. And so I feel like going forward you should probably deploy some, you know, graze some new, deep, powerful pastures, so to speak. That being said, your word choices effectively always shine, particularly your line spitting poetry made of nothing. I love the use of spitting here. It's just such a good word to deploy in the moment. So, as pretty much expected, you've deployed a solid entry yet again. Now, more scrolling. Shadow Cat Meow. It's a first time entrant. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, like, you know, you told me not to bite. I generally don't bite very much anymore, unless I really have to. People plagiarize, then I'm gonna bite. So I'm gonna start by saying that I think this piece was good. I just think it could have actually been great. I'm generally not a fan of those one word liners. You know, I like my owls in bird form. So when you drop them, I feel like they have to have a significant impact. So your use of devastation, for example, is a great word in this regard. It sounds powerful, it is powerful by definition, and it just stands out. Annoyance and dismay, not so much. But again, just to nail this one home for you, I felt this piece did have solid construction. You use the term staycation. You could show this one around town and to friends and to other authors on the site and really be proud of it. My biggest criticism here really sits in the presentation. And this stems from the fact that I never really felt that I became you. I never felt that I got to step into the piece of the poetry. I felt that I kind of essentially got walked through a section of your life, and I got shown it in a similar way to how I present particle decay to a filled lecture hall of students. And I think that if you can make that transformation, you take that piece from good and you make it great. Now, in the old era of AGWC, I'd probably just end the recording now and say, okay, moving on. But with the second run of the AGWC, I'm trying to really push to give these constructive points actual meat on the shit that I'm saying. So I'm going to look and target your first stanza here. Annoyance, the first mood that wakes me from the grogginess of sleep. I realize that I, once again, did not wake up at a decent hour. The only way I see the morning light is when I decide to stay awake, listening through hours of deafening silence, constantly fighting the pressing weight of fatigue until, finally, the rays of sunshine slip through the ominous sky. Grogginess, oversleeping, the pressing weight of fatigue, these are all things that most of us have probably experienced at least once, if not routinely, in our lives. So I feel like in this section, I'm getting told something. You're telling it to me. But if you change the execution here, if you think about it a little bit more such that I jump into that moment and I feel like I'm experiencing that grogginess of sleep, either through your word choices or how you convey your line structure, something to make me feel that sludging crawl of doom, something in that nature would really boost the work overall. And I feel, going forward, keeping that in your mind as you make your way through the rounds, you're definitely going to see improvement. So again, solid first time entry, just trying to throw my two cents at the screen of pixels with the hopes that whatever. It's all commentary like this is all subjective anyway, so do what you must or want because you can, portal, whatever, aperture science. Point is, welcome to the contest. Please keep entering. Which brings me to the really final point, because that's all the entries there were. Again, remember, this is a multiple round affair. It is not all said and done. The scoring through these rounds, everybody is within 1.5 points of one another, which is effectively nothing. It might as well be nothing. But because the three of you entered the first round, you're all in prime position to get a playoff seating. So don't stop. Keep going. And to others who are out there maybe listening to this, who wonder if they can make it into the playoffs and have a point in competing, I will reiterate the statement. There is still plenty of time. You definitely want to get in on rounds 2 and 3. But given that there were only 3 entries in the first round, and there will be certainly more than 3 spots in the first round of the playoffs, definitely time to get involved. And now you know what's coming. Well, except for Shadow Cat Meow, who's never experienced this before. I'm going to take a sip of this beverage, which for once isn't Coke. trying to conserve my supply because coronavirus has wrecked the production chain. But for those of you who know that's coming, I'm digging down deep. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!